technology exists that could bring cruise ships into compliance with the state's strict new pollution standards, but it hasn't been tested on the ships yet, and it could be too costly or large for maritime use. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation wants to know whether it's possible for cruise ships to meet new wastewater discharge standards. So it hired Oasis Environmental of Anchorage to research existing and experimental technology. Environmental engineer Max Sweeney says the firm has had some success.
Yes, the technology exists, but the bridge to putting that land-based technology on a vessel, there's a lot of engineering and design issues and implementation issues that have to be resolved before it can happen.
Oasis presented its findings in a draft report, and it held a workshop in Juneau with researchers, manufacturers, and cruise lines to find out more. Some technologies are still in development, while others are being used on ships, but none, so far, meet new standards that go into effect in 2010. Sweeney says a solution may involve more than one of the technologies it identified. But he says it's not as easy as buying new devices and bolting them into place. Workshop participants estimated designing, installing, and testing new equipment could take about 2 years, and it would be expensive.
The biggest barrier would be just the space limitations on the ship, and how do you get that device on the ship and get all the power and to the device and to make it sure it operates correctly, because you don't want to spend, you know, several million dollars on a new device without having tested it.
Cruise ships already face strict standards for sewage, metals such as copper, and other pollutants, and state officials say their discharges are generally cleaner than those from municipalities. But terms of a ballot measure passed in 2006 require the stronger standards that will have to be met next year, and the cruise industry says it cannot meet all the standards. The legislature is considering an industry-backed bill allowing effluent mixing zones. State Water Division Director Lynn Kent says her agency will continue to look for new discharge controls, even if the bill passes.
The mixing zone regulations require review of the best available technology, so we'd have to continue to look at that. They also, the regulations require what's called anti-backsliding. We can't allow a cruise ship or another permitter to disengage from treating their effluent to a very high quality if they've already been able to achieve that.
Cruise lines plan to test new equipment on several ships, but representatives say there's no easy fix that can be installed in time, and workshop participants said no one is designing fleet-wide changes. Backers of stronger discharge limits say some of the technologies are promising, and they say it's too early to write off the possibility that ships can meet the standards. Oasis plans to release a final report in April. State officials say they will not endorse a particular technology. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.